This chazor is echinish baruches shagam v'yehudim b'sechem b'nochas daf pei. Shmuel said in any case that a chatas would have to be left to die, in the corresponding case of a toida, the carbon would not require the accompanying lechem. In any case that a chatas would be left to graze and get a mum, the corresponding case of toida would require the accompanying lechem. Rav Amar Meis, the brisa that we brought down before, said, what do we learn from the pasuk of toida yakriv? It teaches that if a toida was designated and then lost, and another animal was designated as a replacement and the first one was then found, either one can be offered. We would think that the second animal to be offered also requires lechem to be brought with it. The pasuk therefore says yakriv venu, which teaches only one requires the lechem, not both. Now, if in the corresponding case of a chatas, this animal would be left to graze, as we see in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, in a case where a chatas was lost and a replacement animal was designated, and the original animal was then found before the replacement was shechted, Rebbe says one animal is offered as a chatas, the other is left to die. Rabbanan say a chatas is only left to die if the owner has received a kapar with another animal. If a kapar has not yet had, then the animal will be left to graze. We see that according to Rabbanan, the replacement is left to graze, and yet in the corresponding case of toida, the accompanying lechem would not be brought. If Shmuel holds like Rebbe, who says that if the animal is still lost when the replacement is designated, the animal is left to die. Fact tomorrow, what would be the case of a chatas left to graze according to Rebbe? And for tomorrow, the case would be like Rabbi Shaya says, if a person brings two animals for a chatas, one for the chatas and one for a chrayas, he may use whichever one he wants, and the other is left to graze. The corresponding case of toida would not require the accompanying breads to be brought, so this would not fit with the second part of Shmuel's statement. Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, who says that when one animal is used for a chatas, the other animal is always left to die. Rav Shimon never holds that the animal is left to graze, so how can that fit with Shmuel's statement? Shmuel actually only said the first part of the statement, that in any case that a chatas would be left to die, the corresponding case of toida, the carbon would not require lechem. His point is to teach that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a person can fulfill his obligation with the offspring of Hegdash. Shmuel teaches that this is not the case. Zakti Gemara, Abba said, if a person designates an animal for a toida and designates the accompanying lechem, if the breads were then lost, he can bring replacement lechem. But if the animal is lost, he may not bring another toida to accompany the lechem. The reason is that the breads are an accompaniment to the carbon. The carbon is not an accompaniment to the lechem. Rava said, if someone designates money to buy a toida and there was money left over after the purchase of the animal, he can use that remaining money to purchase the lechem. If the designated money for the lechem, he designated money for the lechem and it was leftover money, he cannot use that to purchase the toida. Gemara explains that the lechem are referred to as toida, and therefore money designated for the toida can be used for lechem. But the toida is not referred to as lechem, and therefore money designated for the lechem cannot be used for a toida. So Gemara Vayta, Rava also said, if a person obligated himself to bring a toida and separated an animal for this toida, and this animal was then lost, and he then separated a replacement animal, and it also was lost. He then separated another replacement animal, and the first two animals were then found, so now all three animals are here and available. If he uses the first animal for his obligation, the second animal is brought without lechem, because it's a replacement for a toida, which wasn't used for the obligation, which the Braisa said is brought without lechem. But the third is brought with lechem, is considered to be a donated toida. If he brings the third animal for his obligation, the second animal is brought without lechem, but the first animal is brought with lechem. If he brings the second animal for his obligation, both of the others are brought without lechem. Abaye said no matter which one is brought, the other two do not require lechem, because they are all considered to be replacements for the other. Rav Zeir said the same is true for chatois. If an animal was separated for his chatos and this animal was then lost, and he then separated a replacement animal and it also was lost, he then separated a third animal, which is a second replacement. So when the first two animals are then found, so that all three animals are now here and available to be used. If he uses the first animal for his obligation, the second animal is left to die, the third animal is left to graze and get a mum. If he brings the third animal for his obligation, the second animal is left to die, and the first is left to graze and get a mum. If he brings the second animal for his obligation, both of the others are left to die. Abaye said, no matter which one is brought, the other two are left to die. They're all considered to be replacements for the other. Talking about Pshita, that this will be the case for Chatois based on the rule that we gave for the Toida. And for the Gemara, we would have thought to say that regarding a Toida, it's possible to say that the person means to bring another donated Toida, and maybe that's why the first and the third animals are considered to be disconnected from each other. However, regarding Chatos, we would say that they are connected to each other in all cases. There, therefore, teaches that the case of Chatos is like that of Toida. Zok the Gemara, Vayter Pchia Toda Braisa, that says if a Toida became mixed with its Temura, and we don't know which one is which, and one of the animals then died, the remaining animal has no remedy to be offered. We can't offer it with the chalas, with the lechem, because maybe it's tamura, which must be brought without lechem. We can't offer it without lechem because maybe it's the actual toida, which has to be brought with lechem. What's the case of the braisa? If he obligated himself to bring a toida, then he has to bring another animal to fulfill his obligation, so he can bring another animal with lechem and stipulate that if the remaining animal is really the toida, the bread should be for it. And if the remaining animal is really the tamura, then the lechem are for the new toida that he's now bringing. And for tomorrow, the case is where he said without undertaking a personal obligation. Therefore, he cannot bring a new animal as a chrayah. bias via initial animal. Fact number, the ones who learned in front of Rebbe, Rashi says refers to Levi, they said, why can't he bring breads and say, if the remaining animals are toida, here is lechem. If it's a temura, the lechem should be chulin. Fact Rebbe said, you can't do that because it's also to be chulin. Nazar. Fact number, why can't he bring another animal and lechem and stipulate that if the remaining animals are temura, the new animal should be a toida with the lechem, and if the remaining animals are toida, then these lechem and the new animal should be a shlamim. And for the Gemara, Rebbe said, doing so would limit the allowable time of eating the shlamim. Normally it can be in the 2 days, now it would have to be eaten in 1 day, like a toida, which can unnecessarily lead to nisus, so we would not allow that to happen. Levi asked Rebbe, why can't he bring another animal and lechem and stipulate, if the remaining animal is a tamura, the new animal should be a toida with the lechem, and if the remaining animal is really the toida, then these are the lechem, and the new animal should be a leftover toida, which is supposed to be brought without lechem anyway. And for the Gemara, Rebbe said, I'm surprised that Levi would suggest such an answer. We cannot bring an animal as a leftover. A leftover happens to offspring of a carbon or to a replacement that's not needed. You can't make something leftover lechatchila. Fact number, Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marsa said to Rav Nachman, why can't he bring another animal and lechem and stipulate if the remaining animal is a tamura, the new animal should be a toida with the lechem. If the remaining animal is the toida, then these are the lechem and the new animal should be a tamura. And for tomorrow, Rav Nachman said, someone who makes tamura gets malchus. Should we say, go ahead, lechatchila, make a tamura for this purpose?